Welcome back to Workplace Revolution, brought to you by GE Foundry. You know, we're always talking about how companies can attract top talent, but today, we're going deeper than that. We're going to be talking about how to actually keep those people around once you've got them. And get this, it might not be what you think.
Yeah, it's not always about having like the biggest salaries or anything, that old one-size-fits-all approach. It doesn't work anymore.
That's so true. So we want to really break down what modern compensation and benefits look like. We're going to talk about how to use them strategically to build a workforce that is not just satisfied, but truly thriving.
Yeah, and I can tell you, from my experience working on the GE Foundry platform, getting this right, it makes a huge difference for companies.
I bet.
Yeah.
So first, can we just define what we actually mean when we say compensation versus benefits? And sometimes it feels like those lines can get a little blurry.
You're right. They do kind of overlap. I mean, compensation is really everything an employee receives for their work. So that's like direct payments, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, salary, wages, bonuses, but also things like paid time off. And then you have benefits, which are more of those non-salary perks. But even those can have, you know, like a clear monetary value, like when we talk about things like healthcare, or they can be much more intangible, like a supportive company culture, for example.
Gotcha. So, you know, we always hear that stat that 80% of employees would rather have new or improved benefits over a pay raise. And honestly, that statistic just blows my mind. I mean, obviously, everyone loves a raise, but what are these magical perks that people are prioritizing instead?
Well, think about it this way. A raise is nice, of course, but it can just get eaten up by, you know, rising costs. It can disappear into your monthly budget before you even really notice it. The right benefits, though, they can have a much bigger impact, not just on your finances, but on your overall well-being, your quality of life.
Okay, I'm starting to see what you mean. So are we talking about things like healthcare and retirement contributions, even maybe those employee discount programs?
Those are definitely part of it, especially those with like a clear monetary value. But then you also have things like flexible work arrangements, professional development opportunities, even just a company culture where people feel appreciated and recognized.
So it's about more than just the paycheck. It's about feeling supported in all of these different areas of your life.
Exactly. And when companies do that, when they really focus on creating this holistic experience for their employees, it pays off. You're not just making people happier. You're also creating a more engaged and productive workforce.
That makes sense. People who feel valued, they're going to invest more back into the company.
Exactly. And that's why we built GE Foundry to be more than just, you know, another rewards platform. It's really a way to measure what matters to employees, get their feedback, and then turn that into a reward system that actually motivates and engages them.
All right. Tell me more about this, because I know our listeners are eager to hear how GE Foundry actually works in practice. What are those first steps companies need to take to get this right?
It really starts with understanding what your employees need and how they're performing.
Okay, so we're talking data, but how do you measure something as, I don't know, subjective as needs?
Well, that's where GE Foundry's tools come in. We have things like KPI competitions, performance evaluations. We even have these built-in recognition features. And what all of these can do is help companies track not just how their employees are doing, but what motivates them. You can see where they are excelling, where they might need a little more support.
So it's not just about the numbers themselves, it's about the story behind the numbers.
Exactly. And once you have that data, the next step is really just listening to your employees, getting their feedback directly.
I think that's where a lot of companies go wrong. They'll do these big anonymous surveys, and then nothing seems to change.
So how is GE Foundry doing this differently? So we have these comparison and feedback modules. What they do is they let employees weigh in on what benefits they value most, what they wish their company offered, and how the current perks are working for them. It's not a suggestion box that gets ignored. This feedback goes directly into how companies tailor their benefits packages.
Okay, so you measure performance, you get direct feedback on what people want, and then, and this is the fun part, right? You reward them in a way that's actually meaningful to them.
Exactly. And that's where I think GE Foundry is really innovative. We use gamification to make the reward system engaging and fun.
Okay, wait, so what does that look like? Are you talking about like points, badges?
Think points, think virtual coins. We even have a market module where employees can spend their rewards on perks they choose.
Hold on, a market module. You have to explain that one.
So imagine a platform. Your employees can earn points for hitting their targets, for going above and beyond, even for participating in like wellness challenges. And then they can use those points to buy things they actually want, extra vacation days, gift cards, even donations to their favorite charities.
So you're turning work into a game almost, but in a way that benefits everyone. Employees are more motivated and engaged. Companies are seeing that performance they're looking for.
Exactly. It's a win-win. And because that currency, it's based on performance and feedback, it feels fair and transparent.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about how to structure these programs, yeah. But let's get real for a second. Companies have budgets. So how do we convince leadership that investing in these non-traditional benefits is actually worthwhile?
That's the question everyone asks. And this is where the data becomes so important. With GFoundry, companies can actually track the ROI of their benefits programs. Are you seeing higher productivity, better retention rates, improved engagement scores? You can really connect the dots and show how investing in your employees' well-being, it leads to a healthier bottom line.
So you can take all that feel-good stuff,
yeah,
and turn it into cold, hard numbers.
Exactly. GFoundry helps companies demonstrate that this isn't just about offering nice perks. It's a strategic investment in their most valuable asset, their people.
You mentioned earlier that the one-size-fits-all approach just doesn't work anymore. But how do we make benefits more personalized without turning it into a logistical nightmare for HR?
This is where technology comes in. GFoundry is incredibly flexible. Companies can create different benefit bundles for different roles, or they can even let employees customize their own package within certain parameters.
Like a software developer.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to work remotely and max out their professional development budget
yeah.
can do that. And at the same time, a nurse who's looking for more childcare assistance and wants to continue their education can choose a package tailored to their needs.
Exactly. And GFoundry handles all the back-end stuff.
Oh, thank goodness.
So HR isn't stuck trying to manage a million individual requests.
I can imagine that would be a nightmare.
It really is about giving employees the power to choose what matters most to them, but within a framework that makes sense for the company as a whole.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it really recognizes that employees' needs are always evolving. What someone values at the start of their career might be totally different from what they need 5 years down the line. GFoundry makes it easy to adapt and adjust those benefits and keep pace with those changes.
So we're talking about a system that's dynamic, personalized, and data-driven.
You got it. And that's really what sets GFoundry apart. It's not just a platform. It's a philosophy. We believe that when you empower your employees and you invest in their well-being, everyone wins.
Now, we've talked a lot about what these programs look like and how they work. But I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the why questions you hear from companies. What are some of their biggest concerns and challenges when it comes to shifting their thinking about compensation and benefits?
Mindset is a big one. A lot of leaders are still stuck in that old way of thinking, that benefits are just a cost and not an investment. They worry about losing control. Or they might question whether it's fair to offer different perks to different people.
Right. Change can be scary.
It absolutely can be, especially when we're talking about something as fundamental as compensation.
So how do we get past that?
Clear communication is key.
Ooh.
And data. You have to be able to articulate the why behind these changes. You need to show leadership that investing in employee well-being leads to higher engagement, it leads to better retention, and ultimately a more successful business.
So it's about appealing to their head and their heart at the same time.
Exactly. You need to show the human impact as well as the business impact. Mm-hmm. And when you can do that effectively, you can start to shift those mindsets and you can create a culture where everyone understands that investing in employees is really about investing in the future of the company.
That's a great point.
So we've talked a lot about the internal impact of this new approach.
But I'm wondering if it also impacts a company's external brand.
It absolutely does. Think about it. In today's world, everybody has a platform to share their experiences. Your employer brand is more important than ever. And potential employees are paying attention to what kind of benefits you offer. They want to work for companies that align with their values, companies that invest in their well-being, and offer opportunities to learn and grow.
So it becomes a recruiting tool in and of itself.
Exactly. When you have a really strong benefits program, it sends a message about your company culture. It shows potential employees that you care about your people, that you are forward-thinking, and that you're committed to creating a positive and supportive work environment.
It's like a signal flare to top talent. Come work here. We're different. We actually care about you.
I love that analogy because it's so true. In a competitive job market, a unique benefits package is going to help you stand out from the crowd.
So it's not just about keeping your current employees happy. It's about attracting the best new talent as well.
Right. And that's something we're really passionate about at GFoundry. We want to help companies create amazing workplaces where their employees can thrive
yeah.
and their businesses can succeed.
Now, you mentioned earlier that technology is a big part of this shift towards more personalized and flexible benefits. So can you give us some specific examples of how GFoundry is using technology to make that happen?
Absolutely. One of the biggest ways is through data analytics. With GFoundry, companies can track employee feedback, analyze trends, and figure out where they can improve their benefits offerings.
So you're taking the guesswork out of it.
Exactly. And we're also using technology to make the entire benefits experience more user-friendly.
Yeah.
You know, our platform is a centralized hub for employees. They can see everything about their benefits. They can enroll in programs. They can track their usage. They can even get personalized recommendations.
So it's almost like having a concierge for your benefits.
Exactly. We want to make it as easy as possible for employees to understand and use their benefits.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. From the changing dynamics of the workplace, to the impacts of technology on compensation and benefits, to the importance of personalization and flexibility. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you said earlier about mindset being a major hurdle for a lot of companies. So what advice would you give to those leaders who are still hesitant to embrace this new way of thinking about compensation and benefits?
I would say, don't be afraid to experiment. You don't have to do everything at once. Start small. Maybe pilot a new benefit program with one team or department. Gather some data. See what kind of impact it has. Share those results with your leadership team. And most importantly, listen to your employees. Their feedback is invaluable when you're shaping a benefits program that really meets their needs and helps your company thrive.
Yeah, it really sounds like the key here is to approach this whole thing with a sense of curiosity, you know. Be willing to try some new things and not just assume that you know what's best for everyone. Get your employees' input and let that guide your decisions.
Absolutely. It shouldn't be a dictate. It should be a dialogue. And that's where the magic happens, I think. When companies start to see benefits as a collaboration with their employees.
I like that. So what are some of those unexpected benefits that maybe companies didn't even think about going into this?
Innovation, for one. When your employees feel heard, when they feel valued, they're so much more likely to bring their whole selves to work. I mean, their ideas, their passions, their willingness to experiment and try new things. We've even seen companies using GFoundry see an increase in creative problem solving. And that's simply because they created a culture where people felt empowered to contribute.
It's amazing what can happen when you just start listening to people.
Yeah. And it's not even just about those tangible results either. We've seen a ripple effect across company culture as a whole. When you treat your employees like partners, you build trust and mutual respect, and that benefits everyone.
So it becomes more than just a job. It's about being part of something bigger, feeling connected to the company's mission.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, that's what drives long-term success. The companies that really invest in their employees, those are the companies that are going to thrive in the future.
Couldn't agree more. This has been such an insightful conversation. Really appreciate you taking the time to break all of this down for us.
It's been my pleasure.
And for everyone listening, we hope you'll take this conversation back to your own workplaces. What can you do to build a benefits program that actually works? One that reflects your company's values and helps your employees thrive? Maybe it's time to revolutionize how you think about rewards. Thanks for joining us on Workplace Revolution, brought to you by GFoundry.